have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. I'm Hogan.
And I'm Rudy.
And this week we have a comedy double feature that we are going to be discussing. The movies Billy Madison versus Tommy Boy. So they'll be duking it out to see which comedy pulled it off better, in our opinion. So the first movie, Billy Madison, starring Adam Sandler and directed by Tamara Davis, a female director for Billy Madison, which I don't think our movies, we've had a female director yet. So a nice entry there. And what year is Billy Madison from?
Oh, shoot. I may not know. 1995?
Yeah, 95.
Oh, that was a guess.
And it's going up against Tommy Boy, starring Chris Farley and David Spade. I would say they're both kind of primary characters in that one. Directed by Peter Segal, or Siegel, however you say his name. And what year is Tommy Boy from?
Is it also 1995?
It is!
Oh, look at that!
The Battle of the 95 Comedies. So, Rudy, give the listeners a little taste of what each movie is about.
Yeah, so you have Billy Madison, who is played by Adam Sandler. And he is the son of this rich businessman. And he's kind of this do-nothing. He kind of lays around the mansion all day, doesn't do anything. So his dad wants him to actually go and do stuff. So he goes back to school for every grade for, I think it's like 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So he starts in kindergarten because he doesn't actually have his diploma. He didn't actually graduate high school for some reason.
He graduated, but it's because his dad paid off.
Oh, that's right.
So the dad is giving his company, and he doesn't want to give it to Billy Madison unless Billy Madison can prove that he can actually do something on his own, which is why they decide to make him retake all of school from, is it kindergarten?
I feel like yes. Yeah. The kindergarten teacher is pretty odd.
And then it's all the way up through high school.
Yep.
So grade 12.
And he has it every grade, every 2 weeks, and they throw a nice party for him every time he graduates a grade. So that's fun. But then you have Tommy Boy, who I guess these revolve around businesses, because you have Chris Farley takes over his dad's business, and he has to go and kind of, it's an auto parts business, so he has to go and sell the different auto parts and has to go to each one of their customers and try to sell those parts. So, and he's just pretty bad at business. So that's the comedy aspect of it. These are some interesting movies.
Pretty similar story-wise, where they're kind of taking over their father's business, and they have, before they can like fully take over, they kind of have to prove themselves within that business that they're capable of taking it over.
It's weird that it, same year, same concept. Chris Farley's in both.
Yeah, both both Saturday Night Live comedians. But let's jump into the writing. Let's dissect it a little bit more. So what did you think of the writing in both of these movies?
I loved both of these as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But watching them, I've probably seen Billy Madison a million times.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, but both of these movies are not something I would watch because of their writing. Billy Madison, I liked how they threw in the different teachers. Like, the kindergarten teacher is very odd, and you kind of go from teacher to teacher. You have, like, a third grade teacher who's like an older lady that's a stickler. So I like how they wrote in the different characters for the different teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how like normal school is. Like you get a young teacher, you get an old teacher. It's not impressive though. It makes me laugh. I think some of the jokes are funny.
Yeah.
But it's not something I would, if it's on, I'm going to watch it.
Thinking back, like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore were always like, ooh, those are the good Adam Sandler movies. But I don't know if we've just come to a point where Adam Sandler has done the same thing and the same characters over and over again, that now when I watch Billy Madison, I'm like, oh, he's doing his his stupid little voice. And I don't know, I couldn't get into it as much as I remembered liking it before. There are still funny jokes. There's a couple parts that I laughed out loud at. One of them being at the very end when they're having their little academic decathlon.
Yeah.
And they have that like final round where they have to answer a question. And he goes into that whole speech about the story he heard in kindergarten. And at the end, the guy's like, that was the worst answer I've ever heard. I award you no points and have mercy on your soul. Because usually in those movies, you know, they give that big speech and everyone's like, oh, that was amazing. He turned it around. But in that one, they're like, no, you're still pretty stupid. And then Steve Buscemi's character, he's great as well.
Yes.
So there's still moments in that movie that I think are pretty funny. And you got to credit the writing in that way because they are comedy movies. So if they're making you laugh and they're keeping you entertained, the writing's doing its part at least. It's nothing. Sure. It's nothing to award or go on about. But yeah. And then with Tommy Boy, that one's different because I kind of like that one more this time. I remember watching it before, and I couldn't really remember too much about it. I was like, oh, it's just another comedy movie. But watching it this time, I kind of enjoyed watching it because the difference between Chris Farley's Tommy and Adam Sandler's Billy is that I like Tommy way more. And we'll probably get into that in the characters.
Yes.
But in terms of the writing, the story around his character, I cared about more because I wanted to see him succeed. I wanted, you know, when he had those interactions with those customers trying to sell that equipment.
Yeah.
When they don't go well, you're like, oh, no, they didn't get it. Or like when they're failing, you kind of feel bad. Whereas in Billy Madison, when he passed a grade, I was never like, oh, yes, he's doing it, you know? I mean, his character, well, we'll go into that in the next section, but I feel like having that character to focus on in Tommy Boy helped me appreciate the story more of what's going on around him because I liked his character and I actually wanted to see him win at the end.
Yeah, especially when there's that one scene where they always show where he's explaining about like the people in the car. Stop doing it, Danny! Shut down, Danny!
and then he lights it on fire. And yeah, like, and then the ambulance
right
comes.
On his desk. Yeah,
and wee-oo, it's all because wee-oo. He didn't want to spend a couple more cents for quality or something. Yeah. The part that I thought was so funny because it kind of struck a chord with me was when they're initially going into their sales pitches. And they're like, we're not going to take no for an answer. And they do that montage of like everyone saying no. And he's like, all right, well,
all right.
Sounds good. No, thanks for your time.
So like, yes. I feel like Tommy Boy was a little more witty in that mm-hmm. aspect than more of like a slapstick.
Yeah.
Like Adam Sandler's movies are. But no, I think I agree with you. I like Tommy more than I like Billy. As a character, a lead character.
So I give my point to Tommy Boy, and I'm sure next category you can kind of see where I'm going to lead as well.
And I will give mine to Tommy Boy as well.
All right. One and one starting off. So let's expand on those characters a little bit more. Like I said, you have Chris Farley as Tommy, who he's like a, I don't know what the best way to describe his character would be. Because he's not lazy like Billy.
He's kind of like a goof.
Yeah, he's just bad at what he does. He's
which is a lot of things.
Yeah, he's like a kind of like a klutz. Like everything he touches, he kind of messes up. But he's always there trying. He's always, even in the beginning when, you know, he graduates college and he only graduated by like the skin of his teeth. They're like, "Oh, well, what are you going to do now?" And he's like, "Oh, well, I'm going to go work at my dad's plant like I always do."
Yeah.
So it's not like he's part of this rich family who's just kind of slacking off and then all of a sudden in order for him to get money, oh, he has to prove himself. No, he's already just kind of working like he has to. When he shows up at his dad's plant, you know, him and his dad are excited to see each other. He greets all of his dad's business partners like respectfully, and he's actually like decent to other human beings. Whereas Billy's kind of a jerk in the beginning, and he gets better. I mean,
but he's still kind of a jerk the whole time.
Yeah, definitely in school he like evolves as a character, but Tommy from the get-go you're already like, eh, this guy's nice, this guy's heart is in the right place. He messes up a lot of things, but he doesn't do it as like a jerk or someone who's deliberately, you know, taking the easy route. He's at least trying throughout the movie. And then you have David Spade, who I think is a good side-by-side character to have with him because he's kind of more of the by-the-books, straight-faced person who's trying to keep on track and is a little bit offended that Tommy is kind of the one that everyone likes because he's, you know, always putting in the hard work.
Yeah.
So I think having those two characters together kind of mesh well because by the end of the film, both of them kind of grow on each other. So Tommy learns to be a little bit more professional, dedicated, motivated, and focus his strength in the right areas. Whereas David Spade's character kind of loosens up a little bit, has a little bit more fun. And their friendship grows throughout the movie, and their friendship, I think, is developed well in that film.
It's funny because in Billy Madison, I think my favorite character is Chris Farley, bus driver.
The bus driver?
Yeah. Turn this damn bus around.
Like, man, so, that guy probably pops so many blood vessels.
Yeah, when he's like, as I'm doing the faces, if people can see.
Yeah.
Like, trying to drive. But just his awkwardness as the school bus driver,
mm-hmm.
and that, ooh, Veronica Vaughn, or whatever, that he's trying to hit on.
Yeah. Or when he's telling the story to Billy, and he's like, you know, I've had a taste of that. And he's like, no, you haven't. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But my friends have. No, they haven't. No, they haven't.
Yep. So that is why I like him way more than Adam Sandler in that movie than Billy. But, so you have Adam Sandler's, like, posse who just kind of mooch off him. And you have his two friends who kind of just lay around the pool all day. And then later on in high school, he meets, like, two high schoolers that kind of push him to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the two nerds. And then you have Veronica Vaughn, who is the love interest / fourth grade teacher that does not like him in the beginning, but she kind of pushes him along the way.
That's one thing that is weird to me, is that I feel like randomly in the movie she just develops feelings for him.
Yeah,
like I don't know, one part in the movie she hates him and she's like, wow, you don't deserve to be here. And then it was like when they were on the bus and he's like, you dare me to go, you know, touch her inappropriately somewhere? And the kids dare him, and then he goes and does it, like, slyly.
Yeah.
And then she, like, smiles, and then all of a sudden, like...
That's it. That's the turning point.
They're
I guess it's when he's nice to the kids. when it's cool to pee your pants, and he like sticks up for the kid to pretend to pee his pants.
That
so she sees that he's like.
That is a good part, nice. And that would make sense, but. They have that little like walk and talk and smile chat before that scene happens.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
If that scene happened and then she was like warming up to him, then I'd be like, okay, I understand. But like out of nowhere, it's like, oh, you know what? You are a great person.
Even though you're in my class. That
seemed pretty quick. Yeah.
I'm like 40 years old.
And he's only there for 2 weeks, so it's not like... He's been in that class for like a year and she's grown on him. Because then also they have, before that scene, they also prank call her to see if she's in love with anyone in her class.
Yeah.
So you have that scene. You have that scene where he double dares or he has kids dare him to do that.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. Both of those seem like kind of creepy things to do. And yet, I guess it worked on the teacher because then after that moment, she was like, hmm. But the rest of her character's fine. I like
the maid is actually pretty funny in Billy Madison.
Yeah. So. How she's always hitting on him.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take my top off?
No. What? Something unrelated.
Yep.
Yeah, both of those. Oh, gosh.
And the dad from Billy Madison is the dad from Christmas Story.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, that's interesting. And there's two kind of villains in the movie, too. Like, well, mm-hmm. one villain in Billy Madison, one villain in Tommy Boy. So you have, I can't think of his, it's the guy who wants the company in Billy Madison.
His real name's Bradley Whitford. I forget what
Billy
his name
shouldn't
was.
Have it. But I like him. I mean, I don't like him in the movie, but I like his character.
Yeah.
I think it's fun that he's trying to, and he like hires the janitor to get some info. And Billy likes chocolate milk. Is like, he like gets all this useless info.
He's like, gee, thanks.
And then in Tommy Boy, is it the board? I can't remember. The board doesn't.
Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
It's...
Someone doesn't want him to.
It's
oh, the
his stepmom.
The stepmom.
And her quotation son quotation.
Yes, that is right.
Who's played by Rob Lowe, which I kind of like his villain because everything he does just fails miserably, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Both of these movies are so similar. Same year.
Well, I know for me, my point goes to Tommy Boy, just because I've already kind of gone into that in the previous category. I like Tommy more than Billy. You have David Spade, who adds a nice character in there as well. And then you have all the side characters and the villain characters, who I think are pretty comparable to Billy Madison. I don't think any of the side characters, per se, have enough screen time to kind of boost them in this category for either movie.
Sure.
So I think just looking at the main characters, I'd give it to Tommy Boy because I like Tommy and David Spade's character, who I can't remember his name.
I think I will give mine to... Oh, gosh. I think I'm going to go against you and go Billy Madison. For Steve Buscemi, because his character is fun, even though I wish he was in it more, but I see why he's not, because just him popping in at the end is fun.
Sometimes those subtle little cameos
I love it
are all you need.
But I it's not for Billy, it's for mainly everyone else around him is why I like the different characters coming in around the janitor, the maid, like all these other different ones. But
those are probably the characters that actually made you laugh during the movie.
Like, oh, for
they
sure.
Actually contributed to the comedy more so
after Adam a while, Sandler. Adam Sandler, he gets a little with the voices. Like Happy Gilmore is different. He doesn't use all those voices. And I love Happy Gilmore. But after a while, it's like, I don't want to watch Jack and Jill or any of his other, like, the, ugh.
That's what I'm saying. I think we've seen too many of Adam Sandler's movies at this point, and now you look back at his other ones, and you're like, oof, he's just doing the same thing. All right, so 2 for Tommy Boy for me, 1 and 1 for you.
Yeah.
Going into the category of music, which I think is going to be very difficult because...
they're, like, the same.
Yeah. They just... Billy Madison has a particular theme-ish in the beginning, and it's throughout the movie, and it's kind of like a... it reminds you of school, so I think it does a good job with that theme. But the rest of the movie is just soundtrack, so different songs here and there. Same with Tommy Boy. Tommy Boy is just a collection of different soundtracks or different songs as part of the soundtrack. And there's some songs that I like, and there's some songs that are good for the movie. I don't dislike any of the songs in either one, but neither one really outshines the other one in this category for me.
Yeah, it's... I don't really care for movies that just use soundtracks. It almost feels like they're just throwing in. But I understand it's a comedy. They're not going for Academy Award or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like the music in Billy Madison more.
Yeah.
Because it fits. They have some original songs. Original as in like Billy Past the Third Grade.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
They kind of have that awkward singing, dancing thing at the end where Veronica kind of wakes him up and he's...
Mm-hmm. And that musical number. And...
yeah, it's like you're like, where did this come from? But I don't know. Just because I feel like in Tommy Boy, they only had soundtracks.
Yeah. I don't remember.
That's like, it's very slim.
I don't remember too much of a theme. I know they had music going throughout the movie, and like especially at the end is when I really noticed the music, but it was nothing memorable. I think I could probably, if you put the two up against each other in terms of like the score, I'd probably be able to identify Billy Madison easier than I would Tommy Boy. So I think in that aspect, for the score, I'd give my point to Billy Madison. For the songs, they're both equal.
Yeah.
Just because neither one really had a scene that blew me away, even with the music that they used.
Nope.
So, all in all, I'd give my point to Billy Madison for that.
And I don't remember if I said it already, but Billy Madison gets mine too.
All right, so 2 and 1 for me, and 2 and 1 for two you, but different.
But for Billy Madison.
So, moving into technical aspects of the film. What'd you think of these movies here, Rudy?
They're not very technical. Well,
no.
So, I don't even know how to judge this. How do I even...
Yeah, this is the hardest one for me, too, just because I really can't pinpoint one or the other.
No, they're both so equal that it... And as an equal, I mean, like, very low bar.
Yeah, like nothing... standard. Nothing that stands out in particular. I guess for me, Tommy Boy seemed like a cleaner cut movie, but I don't have a lot to back me up on that. I don't have an extensive list of notes on why it would beat Billy Madison. So,
in Tommy Boy, I do like the, like you pointed out earlier, where they go through those cut scenes of him, like, we won't take no for an answer. And then it's like, nope, all right, cool, thanks. It's, I don't know, it's, that's placed very well.
I do like how in Tommy Boy, they, throughout the film, they get their car wrecked. And each time you see it, like a different piece is missing. But then they also try to patch it in different ways. So like there's one scene where they have like almost like saran wrap or cellophane, something like that, covering up like the door that's missing. But then in another scene, it'd be like they made a cardboard cutout of a door and put it on the car. So it's kind of funny seeing every scene, you know, what new damage has happened to the car and what they've done to remedy it.
And it even happens right in the beginning, because it's David Spade's car
that
he loves. And Chris Farley has those M&Ms.
Yep.
And he drops the M&Ms in the air vent, which is going to definitely melt. So that's like the first wreckage of the car happens in the first 10 seconds of their travels.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. This comedy movies are very hard for tech, especially these kinds of comedy movies.
Yeah.
There's really nothing that stands out in Billy Madison. It seems simple. It was filmed at a giant mansion. It was filmed at a school. It was filmed in a cafeteria. Oh, the cafeteria lady! I forgot about her. You want some sloppies? Yeah. That part always makes me laugh for some reason. You're scaring us, lady.
I don't know what it is with Adam Sandler and like older people that he casts in his movies. But he always makes every old character just like a psychopath in his movies. And his character always has to like acknowledge it. So like whenever there's an older person like doing something weird, he's always like, "Oh, you're a little weirdo." And it's always old people. It's always old people in his movies.
Let's ask him.
I think I'm going to give my point to Tommy Boy. For the car.
for the car.
That's the only thing I can think of that they have a little bit more of a variety with their scenes since it's kind of they're going on that cross country trip. So you get a little bit more diversity there. You get a lot of road shots because they're on the road.
Yeah.
But again, it's really not anything far and above Billy Madison. They're both pretty simple movies.
It's no 1917 or
no.
Social Network, is it?
No.
I will give my point to Tommy Boy. Basically for the reason, because I can't find anything with Billy Madison. Yeah. Like, I enjoy the editing in Tommy Boy. And I'll agree the cars is interesting that it kind of goes along like their trip.
Yeah, just a fun little prop that they use. And
it's like almost shows how it's deteriorating, like they're selling, like the company's deteriorating.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that. Look at that brain.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Boy gets it.
Now you get to write a report on it and submit it online. My critical analysis of the technical aspects of Tommy Boy.
20 pages.
By Rudy Kuntz, the second.
No, thank you.
All right, so that's 3-1 for Tommy Boy for me, and you're tied 2-2, right?
2-2, yeah.
Going into the final category, enjoyment. Which movie did you enjoy more?
They're so equal. Like, when I was younger, Billy Madison was like the movie that I watched, and I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then, like you said earlier, Tommy Boy, I feel like I didn't really get it when I was younger. Now, the older I get, I laugh at it a lot more. But I think I'm going to go with Billy Madison. Just because there's certain parts that just make me laugh. The janitor with the, you want, or Billy's like, you want some of this milk? Or is it the janitor or Billy?
It's Billy. I think he's saying that to Veronica.
Veronica.
When she walks out, yeah.
Oh, and then the janitor comes by.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want some of this milk? But there's certain parts. It's so hard to pick, though.
Yeah.
Everything was so equal in these two movies. I like analyzing good movies. There, I said it.
Are you saying these movies aren't good movies?
I'm saying that if you have watched everything else we've reviewed so far, then you can watch these two.
Both of these are at the bottom.
So far. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
It's fine if you want something that you can just turn on and not pay attention to and laugh every so often.
Yeah.
Especially if you've seen it before. It's like, eh. But I'll probably watch it whenever it's on again.
They're both good movies that if you're watching TV and don't know what to watch and are looking for something lighthearted, you don't want...
Oh, yeah, very.
You know, anything too deep, you can throw one of these on. I mean, there's definitely no judgment in picking these movies, because they are entertaining movies, and they're enjoyable. Sure. But yeah, I agree with you. They're not ones that you need to run out and watch right away.
No, not my first choice.
I would give my point to Tommy Boy, if you couldn't guess. Mainly because of the categories that I already gave it points to. I like the writing and I like the characters more. And those are pretty important to me when I'm watching a movie. I want to actually like the story that I'm watching. And it helps when the characters in the story are enjoyable and likable. I think I mentioned in a previous episode, it's hard for me, specifically with movies, to watch a movie where I don't like the character. Yep. And that's not to say that I don't like Adam Sandler's character, because he does get a lot better, and I do like him by the end of the movie, but his character's not the type of character that, even throughout the movie, I find myself rooting for. Like, when he gets it at the end, I'm glad he got it over the other guy, because the other guy was a jerk. But, a happy end. Good for him,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good for him.
Whereas Tommy Boy, I wanted him to succeed, and I was rooting for him, and I wanted, you know, his company to survive as well, because you had all those different employees within the company that were kind of banking on it. So I think I was a little bit more invested in that story, in seeing how everything turned out for the characters, than I was in Billy Madison, which made me enjoy Tommy Boy more in general.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny stuff. If you're if you came to this review wondering which one we found funnier, that is a tough question.
It is.
Because they both have their own little jokes. It would be hard for me to pick one over the other one in terms of pure comedy.
For sure. They each have their own kind of style and mm-hmm. characters that come in.
Comedy's tough to write.
Yeah, it's all personal preference.
Yeah. But again, everything is with movies.
That's true.
Comedy's just harder for me to break it down. So there you go. That's our that's our opinion.
Yeah, hopefully this isn't your first episode of ours. Because go listen to Social Network or 1917 or literally any other episode.
Yeah, if you want more substance, those definitely have more substance. The movies have more substance.
Yeah.
And the episodes have more substance. But yeah. Go watch these movies.